You know what's crazy to me, man? Like, why do we give a fuck about what people feel about us? No, let's be realistic. We do care. We fucking care. Because that's why we got Instagram and shit. We care for people to want to... We want to get loved by so many people. By so many people. You know what I'm saying? And it's fine because we all do it. And it's okay. But I think things is just weird now. You know, with it. Because I be seeing girls, they get on the camera and shit. They be all seductive on the Instagram. And I guess they want men to look at them like they... Some girls do it for like, yo, I know you want to fuck me. That's how I be thinking women do. When they be showing their ass and all like that, y'all be like, yeah, I know you want to fuck me. That's how I think women be thinking and how guys think. But in no actuality, we don't think like that when we see a fat ass or big titties. Y'all want to know what guys think, ladies? Y'all want to know a little secret? Y'all want to know? We don't give a fuck. This is the thing, though. We care enough to like the picture and be all like that, but we really don't give a fuck because 9 times out of 10, we are looking at something that we probably won't ever take serious in our lives. We'll take serious as far as though having fun and having sex with you and shit. Like, we love that shit. But, like, as far as though, like, taking you seriously on the gram? Nah, man. It's no fucking way. It's like, no, it's impossible because it's like y'all setting your ways, y'all gonna do what y'all want. So if you want to show you that ass on Instagram and show all that shit, by all means, show that ass, baby. Show that ass. But don't think for one second you think you're going to find a husband. A husband with that shit. You know what I mean? It's okay to look nice and do it, but some of y'all girls be out of pocket. I mean, it gets to a point. I saw a girl, her ass was out, and she was like, I ain't stressing over these niggas. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yo, she was burnt out, yo. I don't never understand it, man. You know, because I think the older I get, the more shit just all makes sense to me when it comes to this shit, man. It gets scary. It gets scary because this is the shit we got to work with. Us as a people, we are fucked. I mean, we can't even really rationalize, socialize, come to a common ground, compromise, do nothing. It's like a tug of war between black people. It's like everybody is fighting for something and they don't even know what the fuck they fighting for. It don't even matter what the fuck it is. You know what I'm saying? I think that it comes to a point in our lives that I think that if we do more self-awareness of loving ourselves and finding the true meaning of our purpose and who we are, we won't have these dumb ass problems, man. People are so much chasing validation through people that have all this love, but the one person they forgot was themselves. And as far as those that, it becomes a detachment of things. And these things happen. And when we look at Instagram and we look at these things, we want to idolize what people got going on. I mean, we don't know what it's a picture, yo. I mean, tell me, it's a picture. It's a picture. You know, it's corny, yo. You shouldn't be judged on your followers and how many people these followers and them that shit doesn't mean anything, man. It doesn't mean nothing. Accomplishing your goals, your own self goals, is more important to you than anybody giving you recognition for it. Your own personal goals. You need to give yourself more recognition instead of worrying about somebody else giving you recognition for it. I feel that way, man. I feel that way. We try so hard, man. We got to stop trying hard for shit. And you know what else? Stop giving a fuck about them people that don't give a fuck about you. Fuck those people, yo. I mean that shit. Fuck that. Fuck them people. Stop caring. Stop. 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 I mean that shit, man. I think we worry. I've always said this on my podcast. I don't know if I said it, but I'm going to say it again. If you put a picture up and nobody like it, how would you really feel about it? I know one person was like, I wouldn't care. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. That's how much power we got. We don't realize it. If Kim Kardashian put a picture up and she ain't getting no likes on that, she'll probably think something wrong with the Instagram. Real shit. I want y'all to see this. See, I'm talking some smoke vibes right now because this is some real shit. Y'all think about it, right? Right. I don't know if anybody smoked marijuana or whatever like that. I want y'all to listen to this conversation when I'm telling y'all right now, right? If a celebrity put a picture up and they never liked it, they will not think that people are not liking a picture. They will honestly think something is wrong with the fucking Instagram. I'm trying to tell you, man. People really do care about this shit, man. It's scary. I ain't gonna lie. One time, I'm guilty of it too. We all kind of guilty of it, and subconsciously, you know. Sometimes you gotta detach yourself. You really gotta detach yourself. At some point, you just gotta say fuck it. You know what I'm saying? You know. It's really become, whereas though yourself, who you are, it matters. You know, me growing up as a kid in Philadelphia, in the city growing up, you know, dark-skinned guys, we wasn't in. When did dark-skinned guys come in? Anybody know? Anybody? I think we started coming like around 2000, maybe 2002 something. I think we come around there, but, you know, light-skinned guys had it for a long time, you know, and that's cool. Because I remember a time that growing up being a young man, you know, I was traumatized, yo. Girls used to call me all types of names and shit. They used to be, oh, darky, oh, gremlin. They used to give grades out to the guys in the class. I got a zero. I said, God damn. I thought it was funny back in the day. And I remember because the girl that gave me a zero, I was driving, and it was this woman with all these fucking kids, and you know I'm chilling to my music, computer love. I was in my old school bag. She was like, Terrence. I was like, yeah. She's like, you don't know who I am. I don't want to say her name just for only personal purposes. And she told me her name. I was like, oh, okay. She's like, yeah, me and my kids are going to the zoo. And I said, oh, all right. And I left. I don't know why she told me she was going to the zoo, and I don't give a fuck. That's what I'm trying to say. You can't care, man. Care enough to know that you got to worry about you. Love you. Do you. Be you. Be you. Be who you are. That's all that matters. I had to learn that. I had to really dig deep and understand what that was about, because for as long as I didn't know, I was always worried about pleasing somebody to make them happy instead of worrying about my own happiness. I used to be a good boyfriend. Yeah, I used to be one of the good guys back in the day. Oh, that's all fucked up now. That good boyfriend shit, that's, I don't know what the fuck that was, but I ain't know what I was thinking at the time. What I mean by that is, I'm not saying you don't be good to people from a humanity standpoint, but what I mean is that, when I mean like a good boyfriend, I mean I was like, okay, all right, yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it now. Yeah, okay, I'll do it. Yeah, I get up, I'll do it. Okay, you want flowers? I give you flowers. You want flowers? Like these flowers? Mm-hmm. Look at these flowers. You know what I'm saying? I'll do shit like that because the person be whining because they know they can get away with it. Then after a while, I was like, yo, I don't give a fuck about them flowers, yo. Didn't we just eat? Didn't we just go out to eat? You better go outside and pick them fucking flowers out, asking me about some fucking flowers. It started to get like that. And I'm not doing it from a standpoint of, I think of my life, whereas though it's not that I want to do it, but it's kind of like that manipulation of somebody you know you take for granted. So here comes this shield, here comes this guarded person that I am. And it's kind of hard to break those barriers. You know what I'm saying? Because people take those, really, they take it for granted. They take your kindness for granted. They really do. And a friend of mine told me that. She said, Terrence, you are a genuine, loving person. I would be afraid to see somebody take that and take advantage of you. For the long time, I never knew what that meant. And over time, as I spent through this journey of mine, I realized, like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? I wasn't taking the time out to, like, really self-reflect and worry about me. I worried about everybody else. I made sure everybody was good, always. But I never worried about myself until now. I woke up like, yo. I started getting a habit of telling people no. 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 I don't want to do it. No. You know, before I'd be like, oh, shit, I got to. I wasn't even in a relationship. I was like, oh, fuck, I got to. Now I just be like, man, I don't give a fuck. Bye. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, I feel like we all going to die one day. I'm sorry to tell y'all that. Not to spoil y'all, but niggas, we going to die. Sorry, we don't know when or how. So while you here on this planet, love yourself, do what you like to do, be you, but also treat people with respect. Live a life like it's your last, and I promise you things will be a lot better, and be thankful for those things. You know, I know that it's rough. I know that. You know, you may not like somebody, but just because you don't like them don't mean you got to treat them with disrespect. You know, you get more with just being your level of chakra to your highest peak. And like, okay, no problem. And move on. Because you're into peace and your peace of mind and who you are, it counts for something out here. You know what I'm saying? Do a hobby. Get a hobby. Do things. I love what I'm doing. You know, I want y'all to start doing things that y'all love doing. Self-love is important. And we don't talk about it enough amongst each other, especially in the black community. We don't talk about shit. Yeah, I think we'd be so fucking programmed about all this. But I ain't gonna lie. We are programmed. And what I mean by we need to detach from things that are unnecessary. Don't get me wrong. I get it. People love Christmas. This is my opinion. Don't judge me on it. But I think we're so adamant and don't understand what Christmas is about. It's not about the gifts. Okay. It's really just about spending time with family during that time of the year, going into the next year. Because to be honest with y'all, when it comes around that time, a lot of people have lost loved ones. It could be their first Christmas without them. Or it may be the last Christmas into the new year they're going to see him. So y'all got to understand how important that holiday is in that. Y'all be running around there, I got to get this, I got to buy that, man. Nah, fuck all that, man. It's a lot of people that had Christmas this year. They had Christmas this year and they're not going to be on the next one. I want y'all to think about how life is. Think how serious this shit is out here. Then you get that, you get New Year's. Then you get Valentine's Day. Like, what the fuck, man? Like, y'all really celebrating this shit? Like, come. I had a subject on my last episode about that. Man, get the fuck out of here, man. So you mean to tell me if I give you flowers on the 16th because I didn't give you on the 15th? The 14th. What's Valentine's Day on the 14th, right? Yeah, the 14th. And I give them to you on the 15th. They don't count? What the fuck? Well, guess what? If they don't count on the 15th, then that mean they never would have counted on the 14th or before that. Who gives a fuck about that shit, man? Just a way for y'all to go out there and spend y'all hard-earned fucking money on some bullshit. Yeah, I mean, I can go on and on for days about this, man. Because holidays be a bunch of bullshit, man. That's why I was like, I don't be stressing about that shit, man. If I ain't got it, I ain't giving it to you. Don't ask me for shit, yo. Like, you know, I know as kids, kids are exceptional because kids don't know no better. So it's kind of like, all right, Christmas, you want to give your kids something, make them feel happy, whatever. But as you get older, it's like, yo, man, you working, right? You know what I'm saying? I don't never ask anybody for anybody just from be themselves. I don't even ask for gifts. Just be who you are. Let me feel around your energy. Let me just be around you. That's good enough for me. You ain't got to buy me nothing. I could buy something for myself. I could buy a possession for myself. That's why I say it's hard to find good people. That's why I like to just rap in my aura, man. Like to just feel the breeze outside, man. I was with my homie the other night. We just had a good time, man. Just enjoying life, man. Y'all be wrapped up in all the bullshit, all that Matrix shit, man. Y'all got to get the fuck up out of that. Start loving yourselves, man. Eating healthy, you know. And you know what? I'm going to tell y'all this. And this is what I'm learning. The minute you find out what it is or what your true love is for yourself, you can go on and be with somebody and y'all can share that love together. That's when love becomes what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what love was. That's what love is. Love is it's an unconditional thing to have. You don't never fall in love. I always tell you, you don't fall in love, you stand in it. When you stand in it, that means you stand on it. By any means, that's unconditional love. Meaning that you want to love a motherfucker when they're not at their heightened or at their best at that time. It's a genuine love that will never go away. That's why people get the misconception of what love is. That's why I said I never wanted to fall in love. I wanted to stand in it. Hear me what I'm telling y'all right now. Especially you ladies out there. You know, y'all want a man to love you and care for you and all this shit. Cool. Cool. But guess what? Everybody's taking on a lot of shit right now. And you got to take the good with the bad. That's with anything in life. There's no such thing as a perfect relationship or less. And y'all got to, I think people need to stop being all choosy what the fuck they want. All right. Somebody come in your life that's willing to put up with your bullshit and treat you good, man, take that shit. I'm not saying you got to lower your standards or whatever, but if it's a good person that honors you and you honor them and you feel the vibe, go ahead and do that. For real, man. But besides all that, but before you can get there, do some self-reflection on yourselves. And that go for everybody, not just women, for guys too. You don't even know I have a base, mostly female audience and shit.
What, Terrence, when are you going to do your next podcast? Terrence, oh my God, Terrence.
I'm all blessed for that. I just thought it was funny I say that. But I just want people to take the time out, man, especially during these times that we're living in with this bullshit. Just be happy. Be happy you're here. Be happy you ain't found out that you sick. Just self-love yourself, man. You know what I mean? Girls, y'all really love women. Y'all love yourselves. Y'all be zapping yourselves at night with butterflies and fucking all types of shit y'all be zapping yourselves with. God damn. Y'all zap yourselves with anything. You know what I'm saying? One of the girls I know, she showed me a rose vibrator. And she start playing with herself. With I'm like, the fuck is a robot? Y'all just, oh my gosh. y'all know what self-love is about too. Y'all really know what that shit is about. Well, y'all act like y'all do. But I just wanted to share that with y'all. And also, I don't want to hear no more love language shit, man. All that love language shit, asking me that, I don't know what the fuck that is, okay? I'm a guy. I'm visual. I like you for you. You're beautiful. You look good. You smell good. I just want to get to know you. I don't want to know nothing about no chart of your love language. That shit don't mean anything to me. Because we could be compatible and bullshit-ass love languages, and we still be assholes together and not like each other. So I think it's important that we still get to have that conversation. And let me talk to you. Let me know who you are. Let me know everything about you. I want to know your past. I want to know your future. I just want to look at you and talk to you. I want to get that vibe from you. I just want to know, what stuff do you know? Like, I know some stuff. What are your political views? Do you like art? You know, what kind of music do you like? Let's share some music together. Let's dance. Let's have fun. That's the real shit. That's the real knowing somebody. Not no fucking love language. You know what I mean? What's your pet peeves? This is my pet peeves. Let me make you laugh. Won't you make me laugh? But to get there, to get to that, you gotta love yourself. So, that being said, tonight, I just wanted to let everybody know, if you don't do anything else, I love y'all, but always remember, baby, to love yourself. Peace.